This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, white people? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I know more than white people listen to the show, but the overwhelming majority of you conservative, pro-American, pro-capitalist, pro-military, pro-black people, white people, are listening to my show. I know this. I got Asians. I got Indians. I got colored folk. I got Mexicanos, banditos, you name it. I got them all, but I got mostly white folks. It's okay. I'm okay with that. It's true. If we get an influx of coloreds, minorities, whatever you want to call them, congratulations to me for making the show more multicultural or whatever, but I ain't making it that way for the, you know, for shiggles. I'm doing it because I'm being me and they're coming over. But you know what I like most about you white folks? I like that you can take it. That you people can take it when people say things like, you people. See, if you say that to black folks, but black leftists, they get offended. What do you mean, you people? You people, you put yourself in a box, black folk, black leftists, and then you get mad when people go, you people. White people don't. You say to white people, if I go to talk to a white audience, I'm like, look, you people. But they don't go, oh, excuse me, what do you mean, you people? I'll be glad when black folks are like that. See, because what that means is white folks find themselves to be human. They don't take it defensively like, you people. They go, yeah, what do we do? What? Please, tell us. Make us laugh, black comedian. Tell us what we people do. We are so interested to know. Give us the observations about ourselves. But black people, you people.
Oh, did you hear what he just said? They said you people.
If it's the equivalent of the N-word. Think I'm kidding. Go look it up. Google black people when they hear you people. See, that's why I just like being... My sister and I were talking because she's now into guns, into weapons. I don't know what got her the bug, but that's the way she does. Then she'll spend all her money on it. I extended my clip by two. It keeps my pinky from wrapping around. Like, what? She's telling me all the little tricks she's doing to her thing. But here's the thing. She's married to a dude who's a straight-up ex-gangbanger. I mean, love him to death. He's a reformed, you know, dude. But he's one of those you people. You got to watch how you talk. I mean, I don't. But other people do. And because he's got a record and all that, he's got all kinds of issues to overcome. And my sister's got to deal with that. It's tougher for him to get a job. He's got a little chip on his shoulder and all that. But he's you people. As one of my buddies, Chris Harrison, who's on the show period, he'll say, your cousin them. Your cousin them. We joke. But white people don't get dismissed by you people. Anyway, what was I talking about? My sister. So she's into guns now. She's got two or three weapons. She's going to shoot every day. She got mad the other day because she couldn't get her grouping the way she thought she could. Blah, blah, blah. I got to hear all about it. But here's my point. The way we grew up is... We grew up doing other things, experimenting with other, quote, cultures, even though I don't consider it that. And we don't see ourselves as black or white. We understand we're black. Don't misunderstand me. As I said, she's married to a dude who's a former Crip and who makes T-shirts for a living because he can't get a regular you know what I mean? You, believe me when I tell you, they live in the hood just like I do. But she's not a hood rat. She is, and don't misunderstand me. There are times when I joke with her and make her sound like a hood rat. But she's a refined young lady who understands that the world is a big place. I told this story many times. She took Ronnie to a Renaissance Festival. And I said, I got to get video. This is like blackmail material for him. She says, I know I took him. Kevin, she goes, he was kicking and screaming. No, you know what? I take that back. She said she brought it up, and thinking he was going to be kicking and screaming, and he goes, yeah, let's go. And they went, and she said he had a blast. I know that part of the story for a fact. He had a blast. Because I was like, did he dress up in period garb? She said, I think he would have. But it taught me a lesson. You got this kid who grew up on the streets doing things that got him landed in the penitentiary a couple of times, and he's at a Renaissance festival years later enjoying it. You people. See, there is no such thing as you people. And that's what I like about white folks. You get it. Black folks don't get it. They you people. Boy, you can get a fight in you people. You people, yeah. Yeah, you janitors. Yeah, you electricians, you beauticians, you cops, you whatever. You people. Can't you be a lot of you people? I could. You sorry musicians. You people who speak French badly. You people that change careers a bunch of times. You people that like to make people like. There's a lot of you peoples I fall into. I don't know about you. I'm also part of the human race. When you say you people, I'm like, well, yeah, us? You mean us Americans? And we found out on the 4th of July, that doesn't mean much to black folks, right? You people. Anyway, I'm glad you white folks are listening to the program. I'm glad all the rest of you people are too. That was a trick to see if I could get you to fall for it. See, because the deal is, this show is about all people. The proprietor, the host, the El Jefe in this AJU joint happens to be black. But that is not the point. I tell you that because there are a lot of people listening, and they're thinking, well, this dude, man, he's incendiary. This white man. And if I use that accent and were to do this show this way, they would be like, oh, my gosh, they've got to take that man off the radio. No, I'm officially black. I'm talking about official. And don't make me go out and tan, because I can get dark. I got dark so dark one summer, man, out there. People thought I was Miles Davis' son. I got dark. I liked my color then. It was really strange, because I grew up, I was very light-skinned. I don't know why. Maybe because my dad was light-skinned. My mom was kind of, you know, mocha. But I was light-skinned. I hated it as a kid. I was like, I want a richer blackness. It wasn't like I needed to be more black. It's that I wanted a richer blackness. My hair was kind of sandy, too. Maybe it was just a summer I was eating the wrong foods. I don't know. But I got sent. My hair was kind of reddish, you know, color, and I was light-skinned. I looked like what we call a yellow hammer. I wanted to look darker. And then, like, 5 or 6 years later, I was working on that hot Texas sun. And I got Miles Davis black. But I looked good. It's chocolate, mocha. Like the summer I went, spent a lot of time at the ocean in the Bahamas. I got mocha chocolate black. It was good looking, though. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I got Tim Wilkins coming on this hour. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and the media. I've also got a story I want to break out about the Confederate flag. McAuliffe, he's in some trouble, potentially, over green energy. We've got people giving away money. We've got shifting of blame. We've got media, you know, still doing what they're doing and making excuses and stuff. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I always tell you guys, it's tough for me to figure out what not to talk about. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion-Dollar Business of Liberalism. Racepimping.com is where you can get that. Public speaker, I'd love to come speak and, you know, hobnob with you guys, rub elbows, break bread, however you want to do it. Get a hold of a radio station where you may be hearing me and say, hey, we'd like to get us a little taste of that Kevin Jackson, and I will show up with bells on. One of my producers said, butt naked with bells on where? No, knock it off. Yeah, but yeah, okay, I'd show up that way too. Depending on the crowd, why not? Anyway, glad you guys are here. Always love it when you show up. We have a lot more fun when it's all of us together and not just me. And we've come a long way since I was doing radio on Blog Talk. Radio, you know, internet-based. I don't have a problem with podcasts and things like that. That's the way of the world. It's funny. I started on the internet, moved to terrestrial radio, and now we're moving a lot of stuff back to the internet. Why? Because technology's changed. Things have changed. It's changed! Anyway, I'm issuing, in this segment, here's what I want to talk about. It's a public service announcement. And if you have black liberal friends, and you probably do, you work with them, you know of them, they're around you, then you might want to let them know. Here's a segment they don't want. You get this to them in the podcast. If you can't, if they can't listen right now, get it to them in the podcast. I'm going to give you a, I'm going to set it up so you have a minute to give them a call. Get them. You got to check out Kevin Jackson. He's about to issue a public service announcement for black liberals. Black leftists need to know what Kevin Jackson is about to say. And he doesn't want to keep talking in the third person. So please, call the show. Listen to the show. Do what you need to, but protect yourself. Because Kevin Jackson is speaking on an important issue for Kevin Jackson. According to Kevin Jackson. Anyway, after claiming to have received death threats by a group she believed to be the KKK, local Florida NAACP chapter president Evelyn Fox, that's two X's, found a Confederate flag on her lawn, according to Gainesville police. 66-year-old Fox claimed that she left her house at 6:30 a.m. Keep up with the timeline, white people, because you might know who did this. 6:30 a.m. to go for a walk when she found the flag lying in her yard. I don't know what the flag was lying about. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I didn't shoot him. Where's the black guy? Who killed that black cat? It wasn't me. I don't know what the Confederate flag was lying about, but he was lying. It was lying in her front. Oh, I get it. My producer just told me it was like, you know, supine. It was not lying, literally, like, I didn't do it, officer. It was lying down. Okay, I stand corrected. She says, when I walked out, it was just laying there. What was it doing? Was it drinking? Was it relaxing? What? If it was just laying there, I want to know what the flag was doing. Was it lighting a cross? What was this flag doing just laying there? Was it waiting on some white dude to come and do something? Or a black dude to come pick it up and give it some water? What was it doing? Fox's friend, Meg Niederhofer? She sounds white. Told the newspaper that initially she thought the flag to be an American flag draped in the grass. But when she approached to pick it up, found out it was a Confederate flag instead. Fox and Niederhofer sprang into action, and according to the article I'm reading, immediately called local law enforcement when they realized what it was. It was a rogue flag? I added that. They didn't write that. Leading up to the incident, Fox said she'd been a victim of harassing phone calls in the middle of the night from callers she claimed to belong to the Ku Klux Klan. I wonder why the Democrats would be calling her. Normally they just call black people when they want to vote. Here's what she says. I was just a little shaken. The phone calls are one thing. But when someone actually comes to my house to do that, talking about leaving the Confederate flag. Niederhofer added, I think it's one more effort to intimidate people who stand up for civil rights. And you think those days are long gone, but this proves they're not. Niederhofer's the white chick. For those. Yeah, Fox is the black chick. Like Jamie Foxx or Red Foxx. Which, by the way, nobody's ever spelled their name with two X's unless they were a stripper or some other form of entertainer. But I digress. A spokesperson for the Gainesville Police Department told the newspaper, while I'm reading this article, they're in the process of determining whether or not the flag that was left in Fox's yard constitutes a hate crime charge. Yeah. We're looking into it. And if we find someone responsible for it, then they could potentially be charged with a crime. I'm chuckling because I want you to understand that a Confederate flag in the yard of a black person is a crime. Had that Confederate flag landed 20 feet left or right, there would be no crime because it's a white person. Because let me tell you something. You know Fox doesn't live in a black neighborhood. Her neighbor is Niederhofer. She's German. I'm guessing. She's something white. Fox told News 6 she refuses to be intimidated. She says, I think the tactic is to scare me enough, try to frighten me enough, bully me enough, where I would just shut down and not say anything, but that will not work. When I see the Confederate flag in my yard, or when I see it flying anywhere, I think of what happened to African Americans in the years past. Slavery and all the slaves that were killed. Well, if I wonder if she thinks the same thing when she thinks about Democrats. She can think of it with the flag. And oh, by the way, there's not an ounce of evidence, one, that anybody called her, and two, the person, if they did call her, was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. But I digress from the Confederate flag. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because apparently Confederate flags are on the loose. We thought we'd gotten rid of them. When they took them off of Amazon, wasn't that supposed to eradicate the Confederate flag? Who's making these rogue Confederate flags that are finding themselves in the yard of NAACP leaders? I just want to know. We need to get to the bottom of this. This is one of those crimes that will not... We will not let it go unsolved. Fox said, despite being harassed for nearly 8 months, she refuses to stop standing up for what she believes in. I'm not going to stop, she says. I'm not going to resign as president of the NAACP. Let me ask you this. How many Confederate flags do you think care that Fox is the president of the NAACP in Florida somewhere, in Gainesville? How many Confederate... I mean, I have not seen Frank Luntz do a Confederate flag focus group, but I just don't think they care. But Fox wants you to believe she's under fire. She's been under fire for 8 months. She's been receiving harassing phone calls. And finally, a flag took it upon itself to leave it. It died in her yard. If what evidence would we have if the flag hadn't run out of friends? If the Dukes of Hazzard vehicle hadn't run off when the flag tried to just, I don't know, hit her mailbox? The whole reason for this, folks, is let black folks know the Confederate flag is back on the loose. And they need to be on the lookout. It could end up in their yard.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I have to tell you something. I have to admit this. I'm going to admit this publicly. I truly don't know what's of interest to you. I don't know what we need to talk about. There's so many stories. There are things that it's kind of like our charity. We have programs, projects, and initiatives. They're all important. A program is something like us getting kids adopted year after year. The conservative movement helping inner city minority kids for the most part, but any child that's looking for a forever family to find that family, mapping that. That is a lifelong commitment from me to the public. I believe it is a public service to take kids who don't have much of a chance otherwise, map them to families who love and care about them because in the long run, they end up being productive members of society. The news is much the same. You have programs, projects, and initiatives, meaning you have things that are big, that are always going to be out there, a program like my adoptive kids thing. You have projects, like, for example, our movie, Bleeding Blue, movie.com, is a project. It's meant to do something that we hope helps people in the long run to bridge the gap between law enforcement and you know, mostly minority black teens, and it could have far-reaching impact, but the movie's finite. It's a project. And then there are initiatives, like something we may say, these random acts of kindness that the Tea Party community is doing, where we go out and find people in genuine need who we believe are going to help each other, you know, can help each other, or with a helping hand can go out and do more and help, you know, spread the word, pay it forward, whatever you want to call it. But we're wanting to do those as well. So, but the problem with the news is there's so much. I don't know what constitutes a project. I feel like it, or a program. I feel like everything we talk about is part of the bigger picture of helping bridge the gap between what you're being told and what reality is. But what's too small? You know, when you tell some local story of a kid who stands on the sideline while the rest of his team is in the locker room and he puts his hand over his heart as the national anthem is played, that to me is as important as any, quote, program we could be talking about. It's just tough to know. So every day, my biggest problem, because we have so much going on, folks, I don't think there's ever been a time where I've gone, oh, boy, there's just not enough to talk about today. Sometimes you may have to revisit things that you talked about earlier, but there's always something. And you can learn from it all. So I'll give you an example. There's a journalist He straight up lied. He's a popular columnist. He recently committed a minor traffic offense. And then he thought, how could I blow up what this, you know, a fake story about the police in order to make my own career, in order to go into the, what would I call it? He sort of entered the world of political correctness and buy into the fake narrative that cops are all bad people. And, you know, it would be nice for the media to actually be responsible and talk about what the truth is. But this guy has an opportunity to do it. His name is Bill Clark, and he didn't. Here's what he wrote. I'm lucky I didn't get shot. Sirens wailed, and when I stopped, two officers were out of the sheriff's vehicle. When I reached over to turn off the radio and then take out my wallet to produce the driver's license and insurance card, I realized my hands were not at the top of my steering wheel. Danger lurked, and official arrogance was to follow. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a point to this story, but let me go on, and then I'll get to what my understanding, what the conclusion I came to after watching the video. So he says, I can fully understand how easy it is for police to make random stops. I have a rear bumper full of liberal bumper stickers and a dent. My car is old with 425,000 miles, which probably makes me an aging hippie with a weed habit. So why not pull me over? I've just come to appreciate even more the words of those minorities when they speak of harassment and police arrogance. I had a good dose of arrogance on this evening, and in my rearview mirror, the image of the second officer out of the car, his hands ready in case I made the wrong move. My life seemed in danger. I fully understand how a person can lose their respect for law officers. When you are in the shoes of the minority, you learn a lot more about their journey. This is a guy that wanted you to believe, his name is Bill Clark, and he wants you to believe that he has now walked a mile in the shoes of minorities, and he certainly has, and you'll find out here in a second. So I chuckle at the notion of cop cams, because apparently Bill Clark forgets that there's a dashboard cam, and it has a really good audio on it. And since you guys obviously can't see the video, let me tell you what happened. He had a light, one of the signals that was busted. It wasn't working in his 425,000 mile, whatever number of year old car he has, that he says makes him an aging hippie with a weed habit, or at least that's what he wants you to believe the cops thought. The cops pulled him over because he has a signal that's busted. And it's certainly reasonable, given the way he described, his self-described victim of his car, not victim, but the self-described image of his car, was that, you know, it's an old car. So the likely, I don't know about you, but I don't get to test my signals. I don't get out and test my signal and go, oh, let me turn my car on and see if my signal's working. I get in the car and I drive. And cops pull you over for that reason and say, hey, you might want to check your light. It isn't racial. Cars are mechanical instruments that things fail on all the time. You have to pass safety inspections. If your wheel is bald, they're liable to cite you for that. If you have a headlight out, or who knows, there are many reasons. Cops are not looking to pull people over, especially white folks. So I see the guy's signal was out. That's what it was. Now, if you think leftists want the level of scrutiny that they claim that they fire off all the time, oh my goodness, these cops, you're looking at a story, you're hearing about a story right now of a guy who cop pulls him over, the female cop gets out of her car. I'm describing this because you can't see it. She gets out of the car and she says, sir, you know, can I see your license, registration, whatever? And she says, I pulled you over because your signal isn't working. She's very professional. The second cop who's with her, her partner, gets out, and he does what every cop has been trained to do. He goes to the other side of the car, and he waits. He doesn't have his hand on his weapon, but he's staying vigilant, watching the other guy on behalf of his partner. He wants to be seen because he wants to make sure the guy knows, if you do anything to her, I'm here. It is routine. And then he hands her the stuff. She goes. She's very, I mean, I'm telling you, it was funny. The police video place, or the website where I got this video, he says, be careful watching this video. Warning, there's nothing to see. You know, it's boring. Warning, this is boring. And it's 10 minutes of her greeting this gentleman with professionalism, the other cop having her back at an angle. She goes to her car, writes everything up, and says, get it handled or whatever, and he takes off. Then this fool comes back, and he writes a scathing story about her. Yeah. Dashboard camera and microphone, quite enough to capture exactly what happened, and this guy gets busted. So the sheriff of the county, Dwayne Carey, heard about Clark's column, and he investigated. And I'm sure he wanted to make sure his officers weren't, you know, it was misconduct. And after the investigation, he issued a statement. It was on the Blue Lives Matter website. It says, as the deputies began to exit their vehicle to approach the intersection, light turns green. There goes old Clark cutting in front of the Ford truck. In the law enforcement world, that's an indication that the driver is going to flee. This is the reason for the audible siren. Because, see, it was pulling him over because of the light thing. Clark does pull over and initial contact is made. In his column, he indicates, I'm lucky I didn't get shot. There was never a weapon drawn. The deputies don't take a position of cover. There are no loud verbal commands, no panic, or anything else for that matter by the deputies. Did you ever see a point, he's talking about the video, did you ever see a point where old Clark's life was in danger other than when he cut in front of the truck? What about the good dose of arrogance he received from the deputy who addressed him as sir and thanked him numerous times? How was he in the shoes of minorities as an elderly white male? Was he saying minorities don't follow traffic laws, or was he saying they are argumentative when stopped by law enforcement? I don't know, but old Clark was guilty of both. See, this is why we made the movie Bleeding Blue. You can go to bleedingbluemovie.com if you want to support it. Because the movie challenges the leftist narrative without giving police a total pass. Our goal in making the documentary was to put the public in the head of the police in multiple circumstances. See, Bleeding Blue humanizes the difficult job, something Clark doesn't do because he wants to feed the narrative. Thankfully, folks, there was a video. And I wondered how the Columbia Daily Tribune was going to handle it, and they gave this guy a pass, saying, oh, he's written 2,600 stories, and he's a good journalist. Well, I question that. I question, what was his motivation in some of the other stories? Was he trying to get even with those police officers as well? This is my problem with the left. They rationalize their bad behavior. Shame on him.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I said at the very end of last night's show that we've got a little bit of scoop to share with you tonight. This is that scoop. In-house on our staff, we have been talking about this as an inside out story, not your typical news story, not your typical scoop, but I think it's important.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm going to warn you right now. I'm going to warn you that this has got to be the craziest. This is Rachel Maddow trying to explain why they couldn't tell you information about something about Trump because it's so sensitive that even telling people about, even hinting about it could get you in prison, but it needs to be told, but I cannot tell it because, well, it potentially, it very well could be, well, fake news. It is, it's torturous, but I have to torture you. I'm sorry. And to make the bigger point of, first of all, Rachel Maddow, every time I watch this chick, and I never watch the show, I only watch the clips. I watch these clips, and I swear, I think to myself, why am I not making $20 million a year in media? This woman is insane. And worse than that, she's incompetent. This is the most unbelievable story. That is, it's a non-story that she's spinning into a story. I look at the executives at MSNBC and I say, how do you let somebody come out with this drivel? But you got to hear it. And maybe we'll move on after we talk about this. I don't even know what to say other than when I was listening to it, I was going, it's so important, but it's not important. It's no, I can't share it, but I would like to share it. But should we just play it, maybe? My producers are going, they get it because we've all heard the clip. And look, it's about 3 minutes long, so I'm apologizing in advance. But I have to let you listen to this. Here it is.
It is one of the few times we have ever had a scoop on this show where I feel like I need to send this up like a flare for other news organizations in particular. That's part of what I'm intending to do here with this story tonight. But okay, here it goes. We have this thing we have been doing on our show for a while now that's called www.senditorachel.com. Basically, the idea is that if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to give us a tip or send us a document, you can do so via that website, www.senditorachel.com. We get tons of stuff that way. We get information about important local political fights that otherwise aren't getting national coverage. We get a lot of information about bad behavior by elected officials. We occasionally get news about really good behavior by elected officials that has gone unnoticed. We get anonymous tips. And we get documents, too. We get a lot of documents. We've had a lot of firsthand records come across the transom through www.senditorachel.com, documents that show us how the government is making decisions, what the government's doing, whether or not they are talking about it publicly yet. So it's been a great resource for our reporting. I will say it one more time, www.senditorachel.com. It's still up and running. We'd love to hear from you. Well, a few weeks ago, we got a new document through that channel, and at first glance, it was just unbelievably red hot. If by any chance this document is real, it is so sensitive, so classified, that I cannot show it to you. I cannot show it to almost anyone. Because of its purported classification level, it's actually very hard to circulate it at all or even to describe it to people. And I don't say that to try to hype it. I say that to let you know that it's actually logistically difficult to validate something like this. Because when it's classified at that level or appears to be classified at that level, you can't run a document like that by people the way you would for any other kind of document we might get shipped to us from some source. People who are in a position to recognize or authenticate this kind of document, people who have worked with things at this level of classification, they typically will refuse to even look at a document like this if there's any chance that it is real, that it is real classified information that has been improperly disclosed. That's because the terms of their own security clearance mean effectively that they can't review something like this without it creating legal obligations on them. So it's very hard to check this stuff out. Classification-wise, it is logistically just very difficult to deal with. Very, very sensitive. But in terms of the political implications of this document that we are given, its content, politically, this thing is so sensitive it takes all the air out of the room and all of the nearby rooms as well. People talk about finding the smoking gun. What got sent to us was not just a smoking gun. It was a gun still firing proverbial bullets. So here's the deal. We believe now that the real story we have stumbled upon here is that somebody out there is shopping carefully forged documents. to try to discredit news agencies reporting on the Russian attack on our election, and specifically on the possibility that the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russians in mounting that attack.
That is so much buildup for nothing, for what we already know. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's what I want you to understand. Rachel Maddow knows now there is no story to Russia. So the implication is they've all been stumped into going after a story into Russia, and you know who's doing it? Somebody who's pro-Trump is doing it. They're intentionally trying to get the media to follow the Trump-Russian narrative and using these documents to get the media in trouble. And look at all the orchestration and people don't even want to look at this document. You can't do it. Well, then you know what you do with that, Rachel? You toss it away. I'm sure either that or I'm positive they have some methodology for saying, okay, this is sensitive. We take it to the State Department, or we take it to the Department of Homeland Security, and we go through the channels to start the verification process. These are news organizations. Are you going to try to convince me, Rachel Maddow, that you don't have a way of vetting these super sensitive documents? You got them in your possession. That wasn't your fault. So, and by the way, how many times can she give out that stupid website, RachelSendMeYourStuff.com, whatever it is? And I love how she positioned it. This isn't us overdoing it. We're not hyping this. This is a public service announcement for all the other news organizations. Let's call it a flare in case you get this information. Oh, too late, guys. You've already been fed this information by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And, oh, by the way, you're not going to make the regular group of us that are out there who no longer trust you as media, who look at you for what you are, fake news, you're not going to move it from Hillary Clinton and the left and say, oh, it's somebody else sending out all this fake stuff. That's why we went on the witch hunt. No, you're not on a witch hunt. You were sent to look into Russia as it pertains to Trump. And the people who sent the media to do that are the very people involved with the Russians. You weren't on a snipe hunt. You're just looking for the wrong guy. It's like in a murder mystery where a husband or a wife is murdered, they always look at the other spouse. And the spouse goes, I didn't do it. Somebody did it. The cops get rid of the spouse, and then they go look for the real culprit. Well, in this case, guys, Donald Trump is the spouse. He didn't do it, but he knows who did. So does Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Apparently, so do the Russians and the Chinese and anybody else who can get a hold of your server. I love this. Shopping carefully Ford's documents. He says, I can't show it. I can't circulate it. I can't describe it. Well, let me tell you something. If I got classified information, highly sensitive stuff, that was sent to me at KevinJacksonSendMeYourStuff.com, whatever, and you sent it to me, here's what I would say to you. I would say somebody sent me a document that tries to implicate Donald Trump. It's got all these security markings, and it gives you direct information related to Russian oligarchs, whatever. I could at least describe it. Do you hear Rachel Maddow even vaguely describe it? She tells you, I can't describe it. She just says, it's not a smoking gun. It's a gun still firing bullets. It's that big. If it's that big, Rachel, your team would be on it, and they'd be looking into it, and you would make it a story. You know what's happened to Rachel Maddow? It's Donald Trump's taxes all over again. Somebody sent her Donald Trump's taxes. She was going to release a story. She had the breaking news. We've got him, blah, blah, blah. And she was going to I don't even know how you screw up that story, to be honest with you. She had the taxes in advance. She could have looked at them. Donald Trump didn't pay taxes. Yeah, he did. He paid $38 million. He leaked it out. Yeah, here's what I paid. I paid this. I made this. But end of story. There was no story there because the media was creating stories. That's what they do. They are lying, disingenuous pukes who must be called out.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.